We are learning Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen. We are in Shar HaTorah, Perek Zayin. Today is October 2nd. And the Chofetz Chaim in this Perek, which we are in the middle of, we are now by a Haggah. The Chofetz Chaim here is discussing the importance of encouraging the children, one's own children, to learn Torah. To machzik them. Hachzokas HaTorah is not just in a financial way, but encouragement. Encouragement can be verbally. Encouragement can be driving them to the yeshiva. There are many aspects of Hachzokas HaTorah. Buying them the proper clothing, the proper sfarim. It's endless what Hachzokas HaTorah is. Then the Chofetz Chaim was telling us when we left before the Elozman, at the end of the Elozman, that if a person doesn't learn Torah, there are basic halachas that he will just not know. Basic halachas day in and day out, mitzvahs, such as tefillin and kriya shema, that a person will unfortunately not perform them properly. An example he gave was when a person has to have his tefillin in the right spot. If he doesn't have it in the right spot, he will not fulfill the mitzvah. Now in this Haggah, we are by the Haggah, the gloss, in many editions it's a smaller print. The Chofetz Chaim will elaborate, we started this at the end of last month, and we will see this now. The Chofetz Chaim will elaborate in certain halachas in regards to tefillin. The Haloi Garmin b'Menachos, we learn the Gemara Menachos and the Aflamet Zayin Amid Beis. Shel Yad Nishel Roish B'Gzer Shova. The halachas of the tefillin of the Shel Yad are learned out from the halachas of the tefillin Shel Rosh. Ma'lo Holon Goy V'Shib Roish, just like the tefillin Shel Rosh, Ma'lo Holon Goy V'Shib Roish, they have to be on the head. Afkan Goy V'Shib Yad, so too the tefillin shel yad of the arm have to be on like the by the bicep, the hainu makam hakibayrus, the place of the bicep. V'im kain, ki heichi de b'shel rosh nifsak hadin b'shulchan aruch oirachayim simen chav zayin siftes uvachroin misham ayim yishar tshuva da'afilu k'tzei hatituro hayoytze chutz makam tefillin tzrich liyoyz munachas hamakam haseyar v'loy lamata, I'll explain in a second, mimakam shekola ikri haseyar. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us that the halach is very clear that in regards to the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin, the whole entire part of the tefillin, is required to be on the head. And it cannot be below any part of where the original hairline was. Some people have a receding hairline. Some people have hair which hangs down a lot. That doesn't mean the tefillin, then the tefillin can come down to the eyebrows, if the hair goes down to the eyebrows. That's incorrect. The tefillin have to be above the original roots of the hair. And if they are not, says the Chofetz Chaim from the Paiskim, then he's not wearing his tefillin. So too, the tefillin of the arm have to be in the right spot. And if they are not in the right spot, meaning on the bicep, if they are too low, or it could be too high, or positioned the wrong direction, and he's not wearing the tefillin in the right spot. Came the vaday hu adin shel yad, so too the halachas of tefillin shel yad. Sarech liyos kol hatfila munachas al hakibayris, the tefillin has to be on the bicep, v'loy lamata mizeh, and not below it. In the English edition, we just turn the page. And this is brought down in the Magen Avraham as well. And unfortunately, says the Chofetz Chaim here, and that we're not learning Mishnah Berurah. I think we saw this part early last time, and I mentioned how, when I was preparing the shiur, I was reading the words out loud, and someone heard me and said, "Oh, you're learning Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Tefillin." I said, "Actually, I'm learning Shmiras HaLoshen." And he's quoting the halachas about Hilchos Tefillin. And he says, V'rabim nichsholim b'av b'zeh b'yemais ha'chayrif sh'muluvashim b'b'godim ha'chamim u'mis'atlam ha'hafshit es ha'beis yad min ha'yad. Many people make a mistake It happens to be October 2nd, and it's supposed to be like 86 degrees today, which is quite unusual. But we'll take it anyway. Now the winter season is coming, and the mistake that many people make is that they wear different layers, and they have the sweater, and they'll just push it up on the arm without removing the top layer, and then it's bunched up, and there's just no room to get to the bicep. So they're going to be wearing the tefillin too low down. And that's what he's talking about over here. That the bottom part of the tefillin, shel yad, will not be resting correctly on the bicep. And even though the person will push the tefillin and push the clothing, the sweater, to make sure it's in the right spot, but what happens a few minutes later? Take it, kishiniach melitchayk lahabesar. He says it even right away, immediately, as soon as he stops pushing it. Habesar daich lat filim mimkaymen. So then, the sleeve is pushing down the place, the correct place where the tefillin belong. But prat, even more so, anoshim hanot oisin hanoshim sheyesh lahen tefillin gedolim. Even more so by people who have large sized tefillin. The vaday lo yu at tefillin munachin al mekaymem. The tefillin will definitely not be resting on the right spot, because there's just not enough room. Not enough room. Al kain, therefore, call me shenoga yiras Hashem b'libay. Whoever has some yiras Hashem, some fear of heaven, fear of Hashem, yashkiach al zemoid. He should be very careful with this to make sure he fulfills the mitzvah properly. Once again, the reason why he's bringing this in here is because he's telling us that you could have people who don't learn Torah, and the parents didn't encourage the children to learn Torah. And as we'll see in the next few pages tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, that learning Torah and becoming a Rav, or becoming a Poisek, or becoming a next Magid Shir, are not connected. A person does not learn Torah because he's going to be the next Rosh Hashiva. He has to learn Torah because he's a man of the Jewish nation, and that's his obligation. So here the Chofetz Chaim is saying, look what happens when people don't learn Torah. Their basic mitzvahs day after day after day, not knowing that there's something called the Zman of Kriya Shema, that Kriya Shema has to be set at a certain time. And if it's not set at a certain time, it's Mu'ubus Lo Yuchal Liskoin. It's something which is broken, which cannot be fixed. That was a quote from the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Gemara, in Brachos, from Chaval, I believe, and other places as well. He continues here, Yashkiach al zeh, a person has to watch Yumunachin, that tefillin calls man kriyashma, or tefillo al mekoimam kadin. A person has to be careful to make sure that tefillin are in the right spot. The whole time he says the kriyashma and the Shemoneh Esrei. The tefillin shemunachin shlo mekoimam, arei hein kimunach bekisan, kimavor v'sham v'prima gadim. As we know the halacha, that tefillin that are not in the right spot are like they're sitting in the bag. A person, imagine that, imagine the fright. After 120 years, he gets up to Shemayim, and he gets the report card. I don't know, digital paper, I don't know what it's going to be, but he gets the report card. And he looks and says, tefillin, it's missing. 50 years of his life, tefillin's missing. He has some years, but then 50 years, Rahman al-Islam. And he says, this is a mistake, it's not my report card. You know, I was once in school with a classmate, a friend of mine, who lost his book, one of the secular books. I happened to have an extra book, and my name was in both books. And the teacher wasn't so good with names. So he called up the student, and the student wasn't doing the right thing in class. So he says, hey, come up with your book. So he opens up the front cover, says to him, Greenspan. I'm thinking, this is not good. This is not good. I don't need to get his grades, and I don't need to get in trouble because he's borrowing my book. So imagine this person's up there for 50 years. He says, you didn't wear tefillin. He says, that's not my report card. And they tell him, sure it is. This is your name. He says, why put in tefillin every day? It has to be a mistake. but you didn't put them in the right spot. Tefillin, Shimonachim, and Shaloibim Kaiman, tefillin that are not in the right spot, is Hareheim Kimunach Bekisan. And they're like the sitting in their bag. Al Kain, therefore, Lo Yisatzel Melahashi Dabesat, says the Chavetz Chaim, a person should not be lazy to take off the sleeve, the sweater. I've seen by those righteous people who care and make sure to do the mitzvah correctly, that the tefillin shouldn't be so large in size. Because even the tefillin shel rosh, if it's too large in size, be too hard for him to be precise to make sure it's in the right spot. Where should the tefillin go until? The whole entire tefillin. I don't have my tefillin in front of me to demonstrate. But you have the bias and you have the titura. Every single part of the tefillin have to be above the original hairline. The gamma kesher kedin, I know the kesher in the back, the knot in the back has to be in the right spot. The makom ha'irif, in the place of the nape, shusoyf ha'gugoylitz, which is the end of the skull. V'neged ha'ponim, which is opposite the face. K'di'is ha'sham, b'simin chavzayin, sivtes, magin avram sham. V'loy l'mati means that, not below the spot. The munach melofan v'kedin ha'keshav shalachav al p'yaroif, v'munach l'mati ha'irif. V'melachrav munach kedin, melofan munach ketzei ha'tfilin al-metzach imheim gedoylim. He's saying that the two are connected. Sometimes you see a person who's filling, it looks like something is majorly off because they're like above his left eye. It's just hanging over his, and you see that the back knot is also off-centered. Or it's too low. They're weak, they're not on well, and they're moving around. And because since they're too large in size, they're not resting well on his head. And Nimsa, what comes out, unfortunately, this person is not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, and he'll get that report card with a blank. And before, besides the blank, it'll be worse, it'll be the negative. And he unfortunately thinks it's better to have larger sized tefillin, but he's losing out because they are really, in essence, going to be losing out on the mitzvah. It's not enhancing the mitzvah to have larger sized tefillin, but he's losing out. Shein mekayim is tefillin klal. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah tefillin at all. Tefillin klal lefamim al yideize, because of this large sized tefillin and all these problems that we just discussed, chas v'shalom, al kain, we conclude with this, hashomer nafshoi yirchak mizeh, one who cares for his soul should make sure he has a tefillin resting in the right spot. Have a nice day.